Yeah, I've known Cruel for many, many years. I'd be pretty friendly with his family as well. Obviously, his family are devastated at what has happened here. I spent some time with them yesterday, and they're just in complete shock. And I think they've a very long, hard road ahead of them, and it's important, I suppose, that they know that we are there to support them on that journey.
Any pictures of Mr. Kelly that I've seen? A big fellow with a big, happy smile on his face?
Oh, yeah, Carole, he was always full of mischief. You know, he was always up for a bit of slagging and a bit of a laugh. That will always be my memory of him. You know, we'd have traded jokes on many occasions, and it's obviously very sad that this has happened. He also had five children. I don't think that's been extensively reported on, but that's five children who've lost their father.
And in these circumstances as well.
Yeah. Absolutely horrific.
Must be terrible shock in the area, Mark, and not just in the area, I mean, across the region, of course, as well. But, you know, it's not the type of news you expect to wake up to in your own community, of course.
No, there's massive shock in the immediate Rosemount area. There's massive shock in the city. But I think it's fair to say that there's more than shock. There's huge anger as well out there, anger that people think that this type of behaviour or action is in some way acceptable. It's just there's a fear that there's maybe a general lawlessness that pervades in some sections of society here, and I think the police have a huge job, not just in terms of this murder investigation, but in general in terms of tackling that perception.
That if there is a sense within some of lawlessness, that at least in the, you know, in the heat of the moment, they don't think fully through the consequences. Is that really what we could read from that, or?
Yeah, well, I mean, circumstances around this particular tragedy will, I'm sure, emerge over the coming days and through court. But I think it's fair enough to say that some of those
I know what you're saying, and I know the road we're going down. It might be too soon for that, Mark.
Yes, but it will be. The details will emerge over the coming days.
I understand. Now, obviously,
what has happened here.
It's very important that people, when police or the Gardaí are investigating an incident like this, the hours that lead up to an event, up to this type of incident, are very important. So I presume you'd encourage anyone with any information as it relates to, you know, anyone in the Grafton Street or Park Avenue areas on the morning between 2:30 a.m. and 3 a.m. to get in touch with police and pass on any information
absolutely.
They may have.
Anyone with any information or any ideas at all as to how this might have happened or indeed why this might have happened, I would encourage them to bring that information forward. It's vital that the police get to the bottom of this. Mm. And then it's vital also that the courts do their job in that respect and maybe restore some faith in the community and the system, you know, that has sadly shown to let victims and families of victims down again and again.